Why is self-leadership important in sales? I've got that and so much more for you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Why is self-leadership important in sales? Well, here are the five reasons, and then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share a sixth reason, a key to self-leadership in sales. You can see it right down at the bottom there. You know, these five reasons are not the only reasons, but they're the most important reasons. And regardless of which sales guru you follow, these five reasons are going to be buried in their teaching somewhere. Nobody spells it out for you like I will. Look at these five real quick. I'm going to share each one of them in detail with you today. And then at the end of our time together, I'm going to share the sixth key to why self-leadership is important in sales. You're not gonna wanna miss any of this, so be sure and stay with me all the way to the end. All right, let's get started. Let's dive right into the content right now. The first reason why self-leadership is so important in sales is because people buy you. Before they buy your product, before they buy your service, they buy you. This means that they are focused on who you are and what you do and how you go about your business. So if people buy you, you need to operate with the highest level of integrity. You need to be the person that they want to take home and introduce to their family. Not literally, but someone they can be proud to say they work with, someone that they'd be proud to introduce to their friends and to their family. Think about that for a second. If you're not someone that people feel comfortable saying, here's my lawyer, or here's my CPA, or this is the person I work with to help me on this. If people aren't proud to do that, you're never going to get a referral, and they're not going to want to do business with you more than once if they want to do business with you the first time. So people buy you, and that's the first reason why self-leadership is so important in sales. The second reason why self-leadership is so important in sales is because you have to be of service. Everything that comes from your business comes out of delivering value to someone, and that means that you are of service to others. Now, you may think of this as a purpose-driven business. There's a reason behind why you do what you do, and it is critical that you go out and you deliver to others. And doing that means you have to be a servant leader. It means that you have to provide for people. And when you're of service, when you have as a hallmark of the business that you do, the fact that you serve others, that you deliver to others, that you put others first, that is great self-leadership. So you being of service to others is the second reason why self-leadership is critical in sales. The third reason why self-leadership is important in sales is all money that you earn is a byproduct of value creation. You're creating value and you're delivering value first before you do anything else. You've heard me say in these videos right here on YouTube, you've heard me say a million times, if you want people to connect with you, if you want people to work with you, you need to deliver value to them first. That means bringing a referral. That means introducing them to someone. That means sharing something of value with them before you ask for anything in return. Delivering value first is the way we do business. So self-leadership is all about you creating that value and delivering it in advance, serving someone else before you ask them for anything in return. This requires discipline, it requires focus, and it requires you to have mastered self-leadership. The fourth reason self-leadership is important in sales is because you want to be a person of influence. You want to have your advice taken seriously. You want people to do what you ask them to do. When you issue guidance to someone, you want them to trust that guidance and to follow it. The only way they do that is if they believe in you, if they think you're a person of high moral character, they think you're a person of integrity, and they think, they believe that you're giving them something to do that you would do yourself. Look at the videos that I've shared with you here on YouTube. Once again, you'll see all the strategies that I share with you, I do myself. I follow those strategies. I am a convert of my own system. This comes from self-leadership. You have to do the same. You have to be a convert of your own system. You have to do the things you're asking your clients to do. When you do that, they buy into the message that you're sending. They become the person who you can influence because you're influencing them from a place where you only want the best. Your motivation is pure. That's number four. The influence that you're looking to have over someone else comes from your ability to lead yourself with integrity and honesty. The fifth step is when people say no to you, when people reject you, and they will reject you for their own reasons, you take that rejection not as a no, but as a not now. That has everything to do with self-leadership. That's what you've got going on up here. When people say no to me, I think to myself, I didn't do enough to demonstrate the value that I can provide. I didn't do enough to win them over. I didn't do enough to serve them first. I need to do more. And if it's a case of not doing it now, it's a case of biding my time and waiting until they have an actual need that I can fill, so be it. That self-leadership comes from discipline, and that discipline is the hallmark of honesty, integrity, and what I'm trying to do when I deliver to them. So self-leadership is all about mastering my emotions and coming back when people say no, being resilient. That is something that is powerful because people sense that confidence and they know no matter what happens, you will keep coming back because you only have their best intentions at heart. Now, the sixth thing, the final thing, the key to success that I shared with you at the beginning of our time together is that you need to improve your overall visibility. As a person of high integrity, as a person of self-leadership, you can improve your visibility by having a system. What does this mean? It means that the confidence that comes from knowing where you are in the sales process will help you close more deals. It'll help you be a person of influence. It'll help people buy you. It'll help you deliver value first. It'll help you be a person of service. All of these things come together. You can demonstrate your self-leadership. You can improve your visibility if you follow a specific system. I get a lot of confidence from following my sales system, and it allows me to carry myself as a leader because I know that if I put enough people into my system, I will get enough revenue. I will get enough profit out of that system eventually. You want a system? You don't have to develop your own. I'm going to share mine with you. Here's what you need to do. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Download my system right there. Just enter your name and contact information, and you'll be taken to a website where you can download my system that will help you sell more. It's my business development system. It's a strategy I've used for years. If you want to demonstrate your self-leadership and you want to be an important person in sales, download that system, follow it right now. If you do, you'll close more deals. And you know what? If you want more great tips just like this, there's another video right below me right now. Watch that video, and when you do, you'll not only master self-leadership in sales, you'll also master more money. You'll make a great living, and you'll live a great life. Watch that next video right below me right now.